Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, live in a remote in Madison, Alabama. Yeah, man, I got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. That's hard to believe. And we're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm talking about woke wars, like fighting back, like we as conservatives see stuff out there happening and they've only gotten, you know, so far down the road before we finally say, listen, that's enough of that. And one of the things that has been in the news as much recently as anything has been the notion that liberals feel absolutely fine with sexualizing our children, with doing everything they can to try and portray to children that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and how do you feel today, and what flavor ice cream do you want on your cone today? I mean, it's like whatever the flavor of the month is in liberalism, they find a way to get it to our kids. Well, in Alabama a couple years ago, we stood up, and one of the groups that really helped a lot with that was Eagle Forum, passing what has been known as the VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child and Protection Act, that protects kids in Alabama from these heinous treatments and surgeries that alter their lives forever. And on the phone right now is my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky Gerritsen is the executive director for the Eagle Forum of Alabama, and they just had another hearing in the ongoing legal battle as liberals try to fight that, and we're fighting right back. Becky Gerritsen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. We had such good news yesterday that it makes even today happy, even though it happened yesterday.
Well, good deal. Well, I've actually got two stories. I got the press release you guys sent me, and I found another story about sanctioning of the liberal attorneys. But tell me from your perspective. I mean, first of all, back up and remind folks about this lawsuit, and then tell us what happened yesterday.
Okay, so real quick in a nutshell, the law was passed to stop the puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, sex reassignment surgeries in April of 2021. And a week after, some parents sued the state of Alabama for that law, saying it was unconstitutional. So you kind of fast forward, they put an injunction on the bill and it couldn't go forward except for the surgeries. They would not allow the surgeries, but they continued to give the puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Well, shortly after these parents sued the state, the Department of Justice thought, you know what? We'd like to get in on this lawsuit. And so they joined the lawsuit. And about a year later, in 2022, the Department of Justice sends Eagle Forum of Alabama a subpoena because they knew that we helped write that bill. And so they wanted all this information. They wanted to see documents, emails, text messages that we had with legislators or with their staff or any government agency in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, very
invasive. They wanted to see all kinds of stuff. So we filed a motion to quash that subpoena, and the judge ruled with us and slapped their hands and said, you're not allowed to get that information. So we thought the thing was over. Well, in the meantime, some judges ruled that the law could go into effect. The three-judge panel unanimously said, we're going to stop the puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones in Alabama, so the law is fully in effect now. Now, there will be a lawsuit. There will be a trial this coming fall to determine the constitutionality. But listen to what happened in January of this year. So 2 months ago, we get another subpoena. It's not from the DOJ. It's from those private plaintiffs. You know, they went in cahoots together to sue the state. Well, now the private plaintiffs send us a subpoena.
If mommy couldn't get it, they let daddy try and get it.
Yeah. So they wanted basically the same kind of information. It wasn't as long. The subpoena wasn't as detailed, but still was asking for information that all the communications that we had. Now, to let your listeners know, we are not part of this lawsuit at all. We're not lawmakers. We cannot... We didn't make the decisions for this law to pass. You know, we just helped to draft the bill and offer suggestions and that sort of thing. So it's so interesting that they wanted to go after us. It's targeting our free speech and being involved in the legislative process. Well, yesterday, the judge had a hearing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we had a hearing yesterday for the judge. He already quashed the subpoena one time. Now he's hearing these new plaintiffs. And let me tell you, he was not happy. So our attorney and another group was subpoenaed also. They got up, the AG's office. We all had attorneys that spoke on our behalf that the subpoena should be quashed. They don't need this information. It's not even going to determine whether this law is constitutional or not. It's stupid. Well, the attorney, I've never heard of this before, but the judge, finally, it's the plaintiff's turn to get up and say why they need all this information. And the judge says, I can't believe that we're here today. Basically saying, I already told you guys you couldn't have this information. How dare you come to my courtroom? And he said, I have never heard this, but he said, I wish you guys would just come to the microphone and say that you made a mistake. You reread my order. You realize that you shouldn't be asking for this information and that you would just withdraw your subpoena. That I'd love to see that happen today. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys that opportunity. I'm going to just step out of the room for a few minutes. You all talk about it and I'll come back. 5 minutes later, he comes back in the room. They step up to the microphone and they basically said, Your Honor, we'd like to take that. And, oh, by the way, the judge says, okay, good. I'm so glad you came to that conclusion. That really makes me happy. Now, you have to pay for the attorney's fees. I'll let you guys decide, you know, what you think is a reasonable amount. And so their plaintiff's attorneys and our attorneys got together, and sure enough, they have to pay us $25,000 for attorney's fees. And so we just walked away going, okay, this is great. Not only, you know, they were smacked down for asking for information. They should not. This was just a scare tactic. This was just squelching our free speech. This was anger towards us.
They were literally trying to do what's called chilling free speech. They were trying to make sure that you knew that they were boss, and they quickly found out that even though they've been smacked down once before, that smacking down the second time is going to actually cost them out of their wallets. That's huge.
Yes. So this was, now, back when we were subpoenaed the first time with the DOJ and he quashed that subpoena, then we came back with motions to sanction the Department of Justice also because they should have to pay for dragging us through the courts the first time. Well, he hasn't ruled on that subpoena sanctioning yet for the DOJ, but he did sanction these plaintiff's attorneys, and we're very happy about that. Now, let me tell you something else that's going on. If you remember back when this law happened and the first lawsuit came from these parents, they filed the lawsuit and they got a judge that they didn't really like, that they didn't think was going to rule their way. So they withdrew their lawsuit, found a different judge, refiled the lawsuit. That is judge shopping. Big, huge no-no. Well, right after our hearing yesterday, they went into a sealed court hearing to discuss the judge shopping issue. And we weren't allowed to be in there for that, but we do know that the judge had an order to unseal all of the documents from that, and it's almost 60 pages long. I don't have my hands on it yet, but you can just imagine the judge was not happy for the two subpoenas and for the judge shopping, and now he's going to be in charge of hearing the case this fall. And as you know, Phil, and you talk about the dominoes are falling our way. The research of how terrible these drugs are for the kids is looking to be good on our side. So I think we're going to win this lawsuit, no matter who the judge is. I mean, I just think common sense.
Yeah, so let me jump in there. AL.com has an article, Becky. I don't know if you've seen it or not yet, but AL.com has a separate article that I pulled, and I've got it right here in front of me to my callous paratrooper fingers.
I like your rattling paper, by the way.
Thank you very much. but there are multiple attorneys on the plaintiff side in this case that are now facing sanctions. Because Judge Lyles Burke, who we're talking about, the U.S. District Court Judge Lyles Burke, who was appointed by Trump, I believe, he's having none of it. And he literally asked them, why should I not find an issue with what is apparently forum shopping? And they did. That's what they were desperate to find just the right judge. And that's actually, you know, unethical and illegal. And the judge, the panel, it's being reviewed by a senior panel right now. And I'm pretty sure that that's going to wind up backfiring on them in a big, big way.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, it's funny when we saw the subpoena that we got, there's like eight different attorneys, you know, and it's the Southern Poverty Law Center and, you know, these kind of George Soros funded organizations that are the Human Rights Campaign, you know, all of these people, they have deep pockets, so paying our attorney fees is probably no big deal for them. But I'm just happy when the right prevails.
Yeah.
And you see a judge do the right thing.
That's exactly right. And I will go ahead and say, I mean, y'all do great work anyway. I love Eagle Forum. But I will just say also in this regard, thank you for fighting back, because some people would have rolled over. Some people would have said, well, I don't know that we can fight it. It's a subpoena. Don't we have to? Some people would have just not even questioned. And other people would have tucked down and hoped to stay out of the limelight. And y'all just bowed up and said, you know what? Not on my watch. And now they're paying your legal fees. And that's just awesome. You brought receipts and they didn't know what to do.
Yep. And I want to say, you know, Uni Smith, our president, and we love her to death. She's an amazing woman. She is the one, when this came out and the subpoena was delivered to, you know, her, the headquarters office where she got it in her hand, when everyone else, even people close to us, attorneys close to us, were like, just hand them some something, you know, just give them something. And she was like, we're not. If we do this, this puts every other nonprofit kind of organization in the country. This will set a precedent. We have to stand up. And so,
absolutely,
you know, she really is the hero in this story.
Well, she is. And Becky, as always, I appreciate you. Thanks for making time today. Thanks for sending me that press release and giving me a heads up on it. I might not have even known. But I appreciate y'all and the stand you take and stay in the fight. All right.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Becky. Yeah, check them out. Eagle Forum of Alabama. They are the Alabama chapter of the national organization Eagle Forum, which stands up for the conservative values that you and I believe in. I mean, they're right side ruffians from way back, if you know what I'm saying. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'm in number one, Triple Dipper, the woke wars. I'll tell you about some other things that have been happening. I love it when we push back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.